بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذا شرف بلا الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريد دور هذا الشيخ محمد اختصم نور الله مرقده. التايتل از ملا غیب سے میر کو جامع مینہ. حضرت میر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ برکاتہم زشار حضرت شیخ تول حضرت نے ان کو شیخ کو بہت پسند فرمایا. شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا. شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا. جو ساقی کے گھر میں ملا اس کو جینا, جو ساقی کے گھر میں ملا اس کو جینا, تو وہ بھول بیٹھا ہے اپنا نگینا. شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا. جو ساقی کے گھر میں ملا اس کو جینا, تو وہ بھول بیٹھا ہے اپنا نگینا. صبح اور خم پی کے دکھلا دے سب کو, صبح اور خم پی کے دکھلا دے سب کو, دو ایک جام ہے کوئی پینے میں پینا, دو ایک جام ہے کوئی پینے میں پینا. شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا. بتوں کی محبت کو تم بھول جاؤ, بتوں کی محبت کو تم بھول جاؤ, یہ جینے کا ہے سب سے بہتر قرینہ, یہ جینے کا ہے سب سے بہتر قرینہ. شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا. تو پا جائے گا میر ہمت ذرا کر, تو پا جائے گا میر ہمت ذرا کر, تو پا جائے گا میر ہمت ذرا کر, تیرے دل میں نسبت کا جو ہے خزینہ, تیرے دل میں نسبت کا جو ہے خزینہ. جو ساقی کے گھر میں ملا اس کو جینا, تو وہ بھول بیٹھا ہے اپنا نگینا. بتوں کی محبت کو تم بھول جاؤ, یہ جینے کا ہے سب سے بہتر قرینہ. شروع کر دیا پیر کے پاس جینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا, ملا غیب سے میر کو جام و مینا.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا, اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, which was composed in Mauritius by Hazrat Khalifa Abdul Aziz Suji at his place in his Khanqa. And this is with regard to Mir Saab Hazrat Khadim, who stayed with Hazrat for perhaps roughly 40 years. Hazrat writes with regard to him, Shuru kar diya hai peer ke paas jeena. He has started living by his peer. He gave up everything. He was a BA graduate He had a very big post in a steel company. He was earning very well. But in the love of Allah, all that meant nothing to him. And his family also was very upset with him, giving up all this. He gave up his post, he gave up his job, everything. And in fact, he never got married also. All in the love of Allah and in the love of his Shaykh, he did not even get married. So when he made all this sacrifice and he started staying by his peer, so what did he get in return? Jitni tumhari qurbani, itni rab ki meherbani. How much your sacrifices, so much the favors of Allah Ta'ala. Mila ghaib se mir ko jamu meena. From the unseen, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with all the different goblets of the wine of Allah Ta'ala. Just from the unseen, without any effort, just that he made his peer so happy that he started living by him, and by that Allah Ta'ala blessed him with from the unseen with goblets of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jo saqi ke ghar mein mila usko jeena, that he got to live in the house of his saqi, of his peer. So close he was that Hazrat said that Ammi Jan Rahimahullah, Hazrat's wife, that she many times used to say, Mir Sahib is also one son of mine. So close he was in the family, just like with regard to Hazrat Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salman min ahlil bayt, he is from our household. So close. And another very good meaning can also be taken when he started living in the heart of his Shaykh. He pleased his Shaykh so much, and his Shaykh was so happy with him that he was living in the heart, though he was living where he was living. But he made his Shaykh so happy, he won the love of his Shaykh. To wo bhool baitha hai apna nagina. Nagina literally translates into a jewel, a pearl. But yeah, nagina is the hometown of Mir Sahib, where he was born and from where he grew up and he came. So when he started living in the house of his Shaykh, or even better, when he started living in the heart of his Shaykh, then he completely forgot his Nagina, his hometown. Everyone, when we think of where we grew up, when we were small children, we become very, nostalgic about it, and we enjoy it. Person gets married, first thing, as soon as he can, takes his wife also to show her. This is where I was born, this is where I grew up, we used to play here, we used to do this. It's natural. But when they found the love of Allah through the barakat of his Shaykh, he forgot his Nagina completely. No thought of his hometown even ever came to him. Subu o khum peeke dikhla de sabko. These are different utensils, goblets in which the lovers or the people in the tavern, they drink in the different glasses. All the beer glasses, the wine glasses, all the different. So this is the wine of the love of Allah, the wine of the unseen of Jannat, which puts you into a trance where you don't forget your who is your mother, who is your sister, but it gives you the love of Allah, the love of Deen, the love of Quran Sharif, the love of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And when a person is filled with this love, nobody knows what the world he is living in. He is already out of this world. Just like one time in Hardoi, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Partabgari Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan, who was engrossed and who was overtaken in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was sitting, Mana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Mufti Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Mufti Sahib whispered in our Shaykh's ear, Iswak Maulana Hamari Saath Nahi Hai. That Maulana at this time, you can see from his bayan, he's by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Bodily he's here, but his ruh is by Allah. So when a person is blessed with that, what to say of that person? Do ek jam hai, koi peene mein peena. Just drinking a cup or two, is that called some drinking? No, that is not drinking. Drinking, when you just carry on drinking. Our Shaykh al-Hadith, Mana Fakhruddin Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, when they were young and they were students, then in mango season, then they, between Asr and Maghrib, they a charpai, That is a bed where that string it is made. It was filled with mangoes. Full till the top, till more mangoes could not fit on it. And then they should eat that between Asar and Maghrib. So that is called eating. The people who are gourmets, they used to eat, and they call eating when they can't get up now. They have eaten so much. So drinking a glass or two is nothing when you really, really drunk. And this is not dunya's food and dunya's drink, the drink of the love of Allah. Not you just drank one sip of it or something, you came one majlis and then whole week you again in dunya. No, you engrossed in it. Though you are not here, and today Allah has made it so easy with the website where a person can all the time go. And if you go on the ash'ar of our sheikh, you can be listening all the time. All these things are available. So a person who really drinks and is really gets drunk in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So it is not just a cup or two, not just a little wine, but a person who really drinks. Buto ki muhabbat ko tum bhool jao. Then you'll forget by that drinking the love of this dunya, the love of the painted dollies, the filthy naked street woman. All this, your cricket and your soccer, your commentary, your politics, everything you'll forget when you get so drunk in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that is not just a matter of just a little bit you drunk, but you really drink of it. Ye jeene ka hai sabse behtar qareena. This is the best way of living your life, that you drink so much of the love of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. To pa jayega meer, himmat zara kar. Then, O Mir, you will get that courage. Just you do a little bit. You just turn little bit. Tere dil mein nisbat ka jo hai khazina. That every person has got that khazina, that treasure in his heart. Allah has given it. It is there. Use it. And khazina, the treasure, is called that which you have got, but you're not aware you have got it. If you know I've got 2 million in my bank account, I've got 10 properties, etc., that is not called the treasure. Treasure is called that which you have, it's yours, but you don't know you have got it. So you have, every person, Allah has imbued him with that treasure of finding Allah. Finding that great treasure of Allah, the love of Allah. You have make zara to himmat kar, make little effort and awaken that sleeping treasure which is lying in your heart and find Allah Ta'ala. So it's just a little bit effort and see then how you will get Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities inshallah. And the more a person strives in this path, Allah opens him in this path. And as we have mentioned many times, when we should mention to our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that through his barakat, what Allah has blessed us with, then Hazrat should immediately say, abhi kya dekha hai, abhi dekhoge kya milta hai, what have you seen still, you'll still see what you are going to get. And as a person, this is suluk, walks in the park. A salik is the murid who walks, not who sits, not who sleeps away, not who gets involved in guna and sin, in the filth, forget the other beauty of being engrossed and being overtaken by some karamats or anything. He doesn't even pay attention to that. But he walks this path to Allah. What Allah has put in front for him. But just keep on walking. And that is find Allah Ta'ala. And a person cannot have Allah when filth and dirt is in his heart. The giving up of guna. And the desire of guna is not guna. But the committing of guna is guna. When a person gives up all that and he walks in this path, see what Allah opens to that person. And it's only Allah shukr, how many of our friends from where and where, men and women, young boys, school going boys in America, temptations are so much for them. And but yet alhamdulillah how they strive. And how many others, young girls, we know what temptations are out there. But how they remain strong and they save themselves from sin. There are so many who are realizing this. And for that, a person feels we give our life for them. People who are so much, what temptations around them from all sides. But yet how they safeguard themselves. May Allah bless us with this reality also and to walk in this path. with regard to our some words of wisdom of the pious and the wise, one beautiful message we received is that a girl, when she becomes baligh, and those girls that Allah has blessed with beauty, so they have great beauty, and this beauty remains till about the age of 40 or the late 40s. And to save themselves from all the crows and vultures and eagles, all the wolves and beasts, Allah made parda. So she covers herself and she remains protected in that way. When she gets married and she goes to her husband's palace there then she shows her beauty within the limits of Sharia to her husband, etc., to whom it is jais, she shows her beauty. But if she made the correct effort and she had imbued and imbibed in her the inner beauty of good character, of purity, purity in her heart, purity in her eyes, her akhlaq is very good, how she speaks, how she chooses her words, that beauty becomes manifest now. That other beauty was from the time she became baligh till the time about in her late 40s, round about there. But this beauty will remain till maut. And the true manifestation of that beauty will be after maut. In the qabr, the true manifestation of it. But, and this year, and when she has got her deen also, her namazas, her tilawat, her zikr, etc., together with that, how she relates with her husband, with her in-laws, with all other people, all that inner beauty of akhlaq, of modesty, of piety, all that she has got, then what to say of that? But where will she get this? The outer beauty is Allah Ta'ala gives it. That is natural, a person has got that. And also from there we can understand, a person who has got that natural beauty doesn't need any makeup whatsoever. And a person who hasn't got that natural beauty, they don't have to use cosmetics and all that also, which make the skin and that even more worse. And we wake them. My one auntie, Allah grant her high stages of Jannat, she always, we were small children, she said, at night you must always put a sheet over the mirror, usually at the dressing table or something in the bedroom, or today is different type of furniture, but there is a mirror in front. So she said she had a bath and she did not cover. When she woke up and she saw herself, hair was not combed or anything, she says herself, I thought, which witch is here? Who is this who has come here? So this woman, when they don't wear their way makeup, they get frightened from themselves. And when the husband wakes up and sees them, he is before the muazzin for fajr in the masjid. Masjid is still locked. And for protection and security, refuge, he run to the house of Allah. That today the witches are out, or they are gone loose, and they are out everywhere. So this is no beauty. Beauty of Quran Sharif. And this is from the tasrih of hadith. Bi noori ibadatihin, wa bi noori salatihin, wa bi noori tilawatihin. All this gives them that beauty, which makes them more beautiful than the hurul een also. So that beauty, and then in that message they wrote, but where do you get this? Ye daulat milti hai kahan se? Main bataun ye daulat milti hai jahan se? Where you get this treasure of this cosmetics? Allah walo se, unki duaon se, aur inki tawajjuh se, aur zikrullah se. That is where a woman gets that beauty. And that so much so, in our family, one girl who's a granny, a proposal came from her, for her. They thought she's so beautiful when she's a granny, that she's perhaps we can propose for her. So when this is done, then alhamdulillah, Allah gives so much beauty that you become a granny and you're still getting like you're a young girl. See, people who just saw you somewhere, I think that's the right girl for my son. He proposed for her, but she's already a granny. This Allah Ta'ala gives in this world, what won't a person get in the akhirah? So may Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. We read last week of this one person who it appears is an alim. He wrote to Hazrat. The last question and answer we did, he said that Allah had put in his heart that associating with the wrong people is very harmful for one's deen. And a person must not sit in such people's company. What company you choose, what your, who your friends are, your sohbat. And this also came to in my heart that from this hadith that al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi, a person is on the deen, the way of life, on the way of life of his friend. And what is khalil, to understand friend? The second part of the hadith makes that clear. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. So everyone should ponder and think very careful, man yukhalil, with whom he mixes, with who you stay, with who you mix, that is going to have an effect, or you are going to be labeled with that. A person who mixes with drug dealers, he is not a drug addict, he doesn't sell drugs, but his friends are drug dealers, he is with them, what is everyone going to think? He becomes a suspect in the eyes of the police also, that this person, why is he always with the drug dealers? If you are a person who always with people who buy backdoor goods, stolen goods, they are your friends, so what doubt is going to come? And in most probability, you are one of them. So who you mix with, if you are not, you are going to become. So see what who you mix. With whoever you mix, therefore, company and sohbat, what who you mix has been stressed so much in our deen, that you must stay with the salihin. If you stay with the fasiqin, even if you're not a fasiq, you're a salih, but you stay with the fasiqin, the effects are going to come upon you. You stay with the wrong people, those effects will come upon you. So a person must be very careful and see who does he associate with, who are his friends, etc. And in fact, we know it's common. A boy proposes for a girl. Today they say, don't look at the family. Everyone is an entity on his own. He is different from his family. Don't look at the family. And don't even in a madrasa ask the ustads. They also know just how much he's in class or how much they see him. Ask his friends. See who are his friends. And ask his friends about him. If his friends are wrong people, then you don't even have to ask. If his friends are good people, ask them that what are his habits. What does he do, etc. Then you'll have some idea of what that boy is. So it's very, very important to see what our company, who we associate with, from where we get our deen. Inna hadha al-ilm deenun. Those are the words? فَانْزُرْ أَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُوا دِينَكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. This knowledge of deen is deen. So see who you take your deen from. Hey, today everyone from the internet, we're taking whatever we get. From any kitab we take. No, that is not right. أُنْزُرْ إِلَى مَنْ قَالْ وَلَا تَنْزُرْ إِلَى مَا قَالْ. See who is saying the word. And even if a righteous, pious person says, it seems outwardly a wrong word, but there is a right meaning in it. And if a wrong person says the right word also, remember that he's trying to fool you and trick you. He's just deceiving you with that right. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. So see who is saying it. That person who is authentic, follow that person. And when you just follow any old Tom, Dick and Harry, anyone on the YouTube, you don't know who is this person. Just little bit, he's a ragra, he's a music and his musical tone, and he sings and he's giving his bayan, and in a beautiful way, and you get impressed. Don't ever do that. Find out who is he. That from where is he? Who are his ustads? Who are his mashayikh? Where did he study? With that you must see who is the person. Don't just see what anyone is saying. People, for example, Newton, a great scientist, but nothing of his own. He stole everything from Sheikh Iraqi. So he was nothing. So see from where you get your knowledge. So that is very important. So this person here wrote, Hazrat writes, Mir Saab wrote in Hazrat's Kitab, Ek Anim Sahab ne apna haal likha, کہ آپ بتا آپ کا بتایا ہوا ذکر بغیر کسی سستی کے جی. So Hazrat wrote that staying with the wrong people, and you realize that you don't just associate with anyone. Today we made deen so cheap that anything on the YouTube, on the computer, internet, and we just take it. Deen is not so cheap. Deen, you must make fun, zuru, ponder, meditate. Who is it that you want to take your knowledge from your deen from? Take your deen from the correct person, not just from any person, and don't be fooled with just outward things. So further, Hazrat writes here, Haal, Akhkar ke ek dosh in ka taluk Hyderabad Dakkan se hai, ne meri is tabdili per ek dafa Ghalib ka ye shay company, I just stop sitting with bad people, people who are just in dunya, in all wrong things, etc. Then he said this poem of Ghalib, Chalta hu thori dur har ek rahrao ke saath, I walk a distance with every guide. Little bit, listen to this person on YouTube, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, today half a minute. No, no, another one. The one, this is Harjai, a person who goes to everyone, he obtains nothing whatsoever. Finish, listen to this one, now listen to this one. And at leisure, just change all, listening here, listening there, all this. So with every guide, I walk a little distance. Pehchanta nahi hu abhi rahbar ko main. And I don't still recognize this guide yet. Usne goya tanz kiya. He made a criticism on, in this point here. That you just walk a little while, you haven't recognized. You leave exactly what is happening on YouTube with people today. Meri zuban se fauran ye sher is tarah hada ho gaya. And he, Allah Ta'ala put on his tongue, immediately he said this poem in this way. Ke janab you nahi balke you hai. That it is not how you are saying that poem of Ghalib, but the actual correct thing is this here. Chalta tha thori dur har ek rah rao ke saath. The first line is the same. I walked a little while with every guide. Pehchanta nahi tha kabhi rahbar ko main. And I never got to understand that guide. Little while you walk, how can you understand? First find out from reliable people that whether this guide is the right one. Then stay with him for at least such a period that you can recognize him. You can understand him. Stay for such a period at least. Is par wo khamosh ho gaye. On that person then kept quiet. Hazrat replied in return to that, Is shehar par aapko jis qadar home in the correct way. Aur wo bhi barwat jaldi se ye jawab. And that also instantly, it was from Allah Ta'ala's side. Not that you thought and you made it up, etc. Bahut hi khub, barakallah. Very, very good. May Allah give you a lot of barakat. Hazrat wale se akhir mein muaddabana iltimas hai ke tahreer mein nadanista koi aisi baat aagi ho jo aapki shayan nishan na rahi ho to asra-e karam maaf farmaye. Then he asked for forgiveness that in case I've written in my letter something which I shouldn't have written, which is not, and which mashallah many friends do write, and which is great adab also. Hazrat wrote, bilkul befikar rahe, koi galti nahi. And this is the shan of Ahlullah, they don't take a person to task. Especially as soon as they make out the sincerity in the person, big mistakes also. But when a person is chalak, is shrewd, then they give away, and his bhola bhala, his simple, his big mistakes also are just overlooked. They mean nothing. So much so that person who lost his camel, and he lost everything in the desert. He was going to die now. So much bhol pana that he made. He told Allah, "You are my slave, and I'm your. You are my slave, and I'm your Rabb." That was also overlooked. Otherwise, oh, that's what a big sin. But with that, when there is that sincerity, bhol pana. But when there is shrewdness and slyness, and you want to score points, and you want to gain mileage. And then you make small mistakes also, it hurts very much. But where there is sincerity, big things are also forgiven. So this is the shan of the Ahlullah. Hazrat said, bilkul befikar rahe, koi galti nahi, don't worry. Jumla halat se nihayat dil khushwa. Of all your conditions, my heart became extremely happy. And this is what a person must work to try and make his shaykh happy. That is where he gets the fazl and the karam of Allah Ta'ala. دل سے مزید ترقی کی دعا کرتا ہوں. And from my heart I make even more dua for you that Allah blesses you even further. And this is all really on sincerity. When a person and the Shaykh discerns this person is sincere, then all this Allah Ta'ala opens upon a person. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. Inshallah. This kitab, the Masnavi of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, and we are still doing the introduction. Further, Hazrat, previously we read of Maulana Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Ali when he became ill in his later part of his life and where he was buried, etc. Here now Hazrat has written the Tasanif, the writings of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, all his Tasanif. Maulana ki Tasanif mein, Maulana ki Malfuzat mein ek majmua hai, jiska naam Fihi Ma Fihi hai. In the writings of Maulana Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Ali, there are his Malfuzat also. That is his words, his sayings. That is the sayings of the very great sayings of the wise man and of the pious man. And this has been come to be known, the title of that Malfuzat was Fihi Ma Fihi. In it is what is in it. And whatever is in it, that is what is in it. Fihi Ma Fihi. That he wrote. Aur 50,000 Ash'ar ka ek diwan hai. And there is an anthology of 50,000 Ash'ar, which also Maulana had compiled. Diwan, jisko bahut se log galti se Hazrat Shams Tabriz ka diwan samajhte hain. And many people think this, that it is the anthology of his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Shams Tabriz rahmatullah ali. And this was also a great quality of the Ahlullah, especially of the Khadims, that they worked in such a way that either they ascribed it directly or it appeared that this was the work of the Shaykh. They were so milgulke, like you mix water in milk and you can't make out the one from the other. So much in the Shaykh that you thought their work is the Shaykh's work. They did not make themselves known. That and they had honor for the Shaykh. My Shaykh's work, this the world must see. And they presented that through Khadims and Muridin. They never projected themselves in any way. They always the Shaykh. Even their work, we don't know exactly, but the Tasanif of Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali, of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, there is opinion that all was not Maulana, but the Murids did the work. But they didn't put their name, they put the Shaykh's name. And it has been then ascribed to the Shaykh. That is a true Murid. That he annihilated himself totally. Not that he projected himself. And he scored miles. And he used the Shaykh's things to project himself. No. But whatever, his own things also. But he made his Shaykh. And such people, Allah made them great. So here also, Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, what he wrote, and the people thought it was Shams Tabriz. Later Allah made Maulana Rum more famous than his Shaykh also. And the world knows Maulana Rum more than what they know his Shaykh, Shaykh Shams Tabriz. But many of us, we want to project ourselves. And in there you don't go far at all. And when you project your Shaykh, your Ustad, your parents, this person goes far. And that person who gets from his Shaykh, and all, how many bayans and how many things, and we present it like it's ours. We don't refer that this is the Shaykh's talk. And we refer it like, see Mirza, Hazrat's works. Nobody really knows Mirza. Eh? But his Hazrat's, all his works, this kitab, who wrote it? Mirza wrote it. Eh? How many other kitabs of Hazrat? Mirza did all the work. But he ascribed it to his Shaykh all the time. Is mughalata ki bina ye hai ki akthar maqta mein Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali ka naam hai. And the reason for this is that a poet, normally in poetry, at the end he will write his name. But Maulana Rum wrote his Shaykh's name. He didn't write his name. So much he did not want himself. He annihilated himself. But we today, we ask some of the friends to translate a kitab, we haven't got time. To transcribe a kitab, etc. But those people who, and Allah Ta'ala gives them how much maqbooliyat. Our Shaykh, how many people? When Hazrat made his first bayan here in Jami Masjid, under Rapa, when she heard the bayan, immediately she said, this must be translated. And in her simple English, she only went standard 5 or something. But it was so maqbool. How many times that kitab had to be reprinted? And how many people benefited from it? And many of us, nothing. We hear, it doesn't affect us at all. But those who have that capability in them, they want to project the Shaykh all the time. And then they do all the work. It's the Shaykh's work or their work, but they project it as the Shaykh. So this is where Maulana Rum scored, where he went so high. When he said, he totally annihilated himself for his Shaykh. Tisri cheez Matnavi hai. And the third great compilation of work of Maulana Rum was the Matnavi. Or isi kitab se Maulana ka naam, his name in the first kitab that appeared on Tasawwuf, the first kitab. Hadiqa ke baad Khaja Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi alayhi ne mutaaddat matnawiya likhi. And after this Hadiqa, the first kitab on Tasawwuf, then Fariduddin Attar rahmatullahi alayhi had written quite a few anthologies in poetic form. He wrote quite a few anthologies on Tasawwuf. Mantiqut Tayr Silki. Of them, one kitab, one anthology, Mantiqut Tayr, became more famous. Ek din ek khas kaifiyat mein Maulana ki zuman se, there is an important point here again. One time, one day, with a special way, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi ne be saakhta matnavi ki ibtidash are thinking. The beginning poems of Matnavi, the kitab that we are going to be reading, it just came on his tongue. Pir Hussamuddin Chalpi rahmatullah ne israr kiya ke Matnavi puri ki jaye. Then his murid, his great beloved murid, Shaykh Hussamuddin, he insisted that Hazrat complete this kitab. You write a whole kitab. And once we were in Hawik, and there Maulana, who's the imam there? Anyway, one of our students also, he told me I spoke on intention. So he says that compile a whole kitab on intention. This is what a murid is. He takes a benefit and he wants it printed also, the various intentions. So that is a murid. That he sees that what are these things which are in the heart of the Shaykh, and sometimes Allah, then he wants to further it. That even if it's just one sentence, Hazrat just told of the beginning lines of Matnavi, it wasn't still a kitab. He just spoke about it. But his murid said, Hazrat, this must come in front of all the people. Compile this kitab, etc. And our friends, what? Like the blog Hamidiya, for example. All the others. One thing they just found in a bayan, and they made it beautiful and presented it to the world. This is really that murid who has qadr of his Shaykh. Who found a benefit, acknowledges the benefit, and then verbally, vocally also, and then he wants the world to know about it. This was the starting of this great kitab, Masnavi, which has changed the lives of millions of people in the world. See where the starting was. Chunanche Maulana ne pure 6 daftar likh dale. Just on that word of his murid, he wrote 6 whole big books on anthologies on the love of Allah and tasawwuf and islah. Agarche darmiyane tasneef mein waqfe aur faasle parte gaye. In between there were times when he was engaged in other work, it wasn't a continuous thing all the time. Junanche Matnavi mein bahut kasrat se aise ashar paaye jaate jinse Maulana Hussamuddin Chalpi rahmatullah alayhi ka baith tasneef hona maloom hota hai. And we find in this Masnavi of Maulana Rum many, many references that Hazrat refers that this was my murid, it was his, he brought my attention to this, that this kitab must be written. بعض دفتروں میں مولانا نے تاخیر کی نہایت لطیف وجوہ بیان فرمائے مثلا فرماتے ہیں and in some of the poems حضرت مولانا جلال الدین explained reasons why the delay was taking place and from that he says that مُدْبَعِسْ تَعْفُ شِرْشُن that this year came in between because other work also came And there's a person who ever does writing work, he starts with a kitab and he knows. In between some other work comes. Sometimes they suffer. He was writing that tafsir of the Quran, Ma'ariful Quran. In between, he got a heart attack. So then there was a delay for a long time. And then when he needs to start writing again, and then he wrote an ajeeb sentence, he said, that the object of our life is not to finish the tafsir. The object of our life is to finish our life in tafsir. Not that we finish the tafsir, it's completed, but we finish our life in writing the tafsir. This is the object of our life. Ye Mathnavi San 662 mein shuru hui. Jo khud Musnavi ke ek sher se zahir hai, Hazrat started writing this Musnavi in the year 662 Hijri. And this is in the kitab itself also. So yeah, the important point for us also to learn is that how to benefit and how to let the world benefit from our mashayikh. And not only that we benefit, but how everyone else can also benefit. And that is really the true qualities of a murid. And murids also is the, once we told Hazrat, let Hazrat write your life story. Hazrat said, my Shaykh's life story is not written, where am I going to write my life story? So more they gave importance to their mashayikh, not to their own things, not to their own writings or anything, but they presented. And that is what is Aqib. We spoke about certain, we say some mistakes, etc., that were made. And that was one thing. But the true murid is that person who says, what is a murid? Who got that aqidat of his Shaykh, that his Shaykh got no fault in him. That is what a true murid. Once we were traveling with our Shaykh, we are coming back from White River to back to Johannesburg, said one thing, must never ever even imagine a fault in his Shaykh, otherwise he's not a murid. And that Shaykh is, there's no Shaykh and murid in relationship. So fortunate are those brothers who realized and they said, nothing like this, it's our weakness. It's not your weakness. You said it to make us understand. Fortunate are those. And the others who just took it like that and lied down, unfortunately that opportunity is gone. Now to say is finished now, that opportunity is gone. But those who realized at that time, one time one Shaykh, Hadrat told us this qissa, he became on such a high level that his talks people couldn't understand. They were he was in a different world, and so much so that the government, Islamic government, declared him a heretic also. And there's a mad person, and they put him in a mad hospital. And all his murids also left him. They couldn't understand what he was saying. One murid remained sincere. He came to the Shaykh in the mad hospital when there's a big stone running towards him. He also got frightened. He also ran. He said, one there was who had some substance in him. He also ran away. Nobody has got like that. And then he is the one who gets everything. But those who don't have that, they get deprived very greatly. So true murid is that person who understands. And one time, Hazrat used to shout Mir Sahib a lot. Those who went to Hazrat's majlises will know about that. So I told Mir Sahib at Idris Haturani's place, I told Hazrat that what Hazrat tells you, I understand he's telling us, but he knows we are plastic. We'll break, we can't take it. So he just puts it on you, but he's actually telling us. So Mir Sahib became very happy. He says, samajhne walon ke liye sab kuch hai. That those who understand. But many of us, many of our friends, they should make a joke about Mir Sahib and that Hazrat shouts him, but they did not understand he's actually telling us. So those who understand this and take it, they are the ones who benefit. And those who don't and feel, we make a joke about somebody else, how the Mir Sahib is like, and many times then afterwards Hazrat should say also, that all what I tell me, don't you think low about him. Then Hazrat should say what his qualities are, like this nizam Hazrat made on his name, etc. He said, and Hazrat had he thought about us a lot. He wouldn't just say, I'm telling you people. But a person should understand. Very many people, so much clear signs are given, but they don't take a lesson. How much it is explained, but too thick-skulled. It just doesn't go in our... We are being told our weakness, we think it's for somebody else, and we think I'm very good. And that brings even more pride in us. So fortunate is that person who takes the lesson, even if it's not for him. And he takes the lesson and he corrects himself, he'll be go even further. May Allah let us really benefit from these true realities, inshallah. Sohbat ahlullah ki zarurat ilme nahwa se. Allahu Akbar. What a shaykh Allah has given us. The necessities. And Hazrat has proven this from ilmun nahwa, from grammar. Where can there be a jor, a connection of grammar with tasawwuf? Grammar, which is like a dry subject. Usually, when it comes in school also, grammar subject, then students don't like that. Some other literature that they will enjoy. Some perhaps will enjoy their science subject. But grammar is a dry subject and a difficult. But from there, just say Allahu Akbar. What knowledge and what inner insight Allah had blessed our Shaykh with. Mere Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Barakat fil Abdul Ghani, Barakat fil Umar ke liye ye dua parte the. Maulana Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, for a long life, barakat in the lifespan of a person, he should make this dua. Allahumma ja'al umri mi'atan wa ishreena sanatan waj'alni mihbooban fi qulubi al-mu'mineen. Oh Allah, make my life 120 years. Give me life of 120. And make me beloved in the hearts of the believers. And to be beloved also, not just for the sake of being beloved, people give you tohfa, hadiya, presents, etc. But for this, that the people listen to one word you say. They love you so much that whatever you say, they just accept it and they follow it. So that was the sentence. Now from there, the grammar in that sentence, from there Hazrat is proving tasawwuf. It's impossible to think that somebody can prove tasawwuf from grammar and this one dua, this one sentence. Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se mi'atun wa ishreena sanatan ki tarkeeb e nahwi se ek azim ushan masala tasawwuf haath laga. From this sentence, mi'atun wa ishreena sanatan, Hazrat said the tarkeeb, the analysis, grammatical analysis of this, from there one great masala of tasawwuf Allah gave to me and made me understand. Fane nahwa ka qaida hai. There is a rule, one grammatical rule in Arabic, ke ishreena ki tamiz mufrad mansoob, that the adjective, the qualifying word for ishreen will have a zabar, that is sanatan, two zabars. Ishreena sanatan, that is a rule that when the word ishreen comes, then the adjective, what it's qualifying. It's ishreen is the adjective, and the noun is qualifying sanatan, it will be mansoob, it will have two zabars. Mansoob. Or mi'a ki tamiz mufrad majroor aati hai. And the word mi'a, 100, it's the qualifying word of it is. It will come mufrad, singular, and in majroor, what is zeh. It will be singular, the word, it's mi'a. But the noun it's qualifying will have will be singular, though that is 100, and it will be majroor, it will have a zir. That's the rule. Mazkura ibadat mein sanatan par ishreena ka amal hua, and in this the words of this sentence here, mi'atun sanatan, 120 years. So mi'a, it will have a singular underword. And for ishreen, 20, that will be mansoob. It will be a zabar. Majroor aati hai. Maskura ibarat mein sanatan par ishreen ka amal hua. Yeah, in this sentence, on the word sanatan, the word ishreen, it made the effect. And sanatan came in singular and in zabar. Or mi'a ka amal na ho saka. And mi'a, which is 100, but that did not make the amal on this. Why? Jabke mi'a ishreen se 5 guna zyada taqat mein hai. The 100 is 5 times more than 20. 5 times 20 is so strong. Mi'a, 100. But it couldn't make the effect on the grammar here. Yahan ishreena amil qareeb hai. And Ishreen, which is the amil that made the effort that changes the zabar zair. And that's why grammar has to be learned, so that you read it correctly. The word 20 made the effort, changed the word sanatan, controlled the word sanatan. But mi'a did not control it. Mi'a, then comes Ishreen, then comes sanatan. But it made the effort, it made the effect on it. Usne apni sohbat ka asar sanatan pe zahir kiya. Because it was so close, Ishreen was close with sanatan, so it made the effect on it. Or mi'a ko athar na karne diya. And mi'a, which is 100, 5 times more. How strong, how powerful, but it did not allow the effect, because it was near. Isi tarah muashara maujuda kha kitna hi kharab ho. In this way, no matter how evil the environment may be, society which everyone is complaining, and which is so evident, what temptations, what evil in the society. Lekin hamara amil qareeb salih ho. But if you are close to a person who is making effort on you, and you are sincere in your effort, and he is close to you, and the whole muashara is far, you made yourself close to this pious person, to uska asar hum par zahir hoga. Then the effect of this person will have, and the whole environment which is so evil, it can be not 5 times more, it can be 20 times more, but that won't have an effect on you. But your close amil, your sheikh, your good friend, your good environment, your good company, that will have an effect on you. Aur gumra kun awamil ba'ida ki shurur aur fitan se mehfooz rahenge. And these people who are gone astray, and who are awamil ba'ida, the temptations can be there all. Ki shurur aur fitan se, all the evil and all the temptations, you will be protected from it. This is also very similar to a masala. If we are making jamaat namaz, and the imam makes a mistake, and a person who is in the jamaat, he gives a wrong luqma to the imam, he also got mixed up. This Ramzan in Durban, Taraweeh was carrying on, and the ustad of the person who was making Taraweeh was insisting on one place that he must read like this. But he was wrong. The ustad was wrong. You get mixed up. And he carried on persistent in his way. Two, three times he reminded him, but he carried on. Came up from ruku, again he put him back, but he carried on. And he was correct. But it happens sometimes, this is a common thing. When we were in Rawalpindi, by Sheikh Maulana Ghulamullah Khan, rahmatullah alayh, who was not a hafiz, but he was an alim. So his son was making Taraweeh, and he gave luqma according to Arabic grammar rules. But the Quran is not pabund of Arabic grammar rules. Quran is Quran Sharif, Allah's kalam. And the son carried on. After that, then he checked up in the Quran after the two rakats, and he said that his son was right. But I was saying it according to grammar rules. I understood according to that. So anyway, so if the imam makes a mistake, and a person in the jamaat, he corrects him, but he corrects him wrongly, and the imam takes that wrong luqma also, namaz will still be made. Unless the meaning changes completely, which meaning changes into kufr or something, then of course namaz will not be made. But if from mutashabahat, from one place to another place, namaz will still be made. And a person who is out of namaz, he gives the correct luqma, and the imam takes it, everyone's namaz will break. So if in our muashara, you take the effect, the guidance of your sheikh, of the pious people, even if they made a mistake, still your life will go right. And from the wrong people who are out of your life, who are not a part of your life, you take their advice, you will go wrong. So what a point Hazrat has made here. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this. Lihada har shakhs ko chahiye ki apne upar kisi salih qareeb ka saaya rakhe. Therefore everyone should have the shadow, should have a sheikh, the shadow of some pious person to whom you are close. Close by heart, that you are really close, not just outwardly. Close, like you come regular to majlis, you keep proper contact, etc. A person who keeps that, then the temptations and the environment won't harm that person. Uski barkat se muzir ba'id sa'ayo se mehfooz rahega. And by the barkat of that, this evil temptations which are all around so greatly, he will be protected from that. Agar che wo kitne hi qawi ho, no matter how strong, not only 5 times stronger, They can be 20 times stronger. But if you keep company with the close people, they will have effect on you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities, inshallah. Zikr karali.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے جن کو آنا تھا وہ آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے کرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from bid'at, from nifaq, from all sins, major sins and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful, Rasulullah, of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Qadiriyah and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalimai shahadat, wa ta'afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. Let's keep on coming.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow Hazrat will be traveling. Firstly, Hazrat will be moving, traveling to Balfour. There will be a program there tomorrow. And then, inshallah, on Yomul Khamis, Amos 4 in the morning, and in the evening, you will be in Heidelberg, in Stenerton. And then on Yom al-Jumu'ah, inshallah, in Heidelberg. And in the evening, Hazrat will be in Nigel. And the program on Yom al-Jumu'ah will be after Maghrib Salah. And Yom al-Sabt on Saturday, after Maghrib Salah. And the other night, it will be after Isha Salah. And then inshallah, on Yom al-Sabt, Saturday, the whole day, Hazrat will be in Benoni, in New Moda, and other areas of Benoni also. Programs will be taking place throughout the day. Humble request for all of our brothers to participate, to join. And those who are not able to join, to at least listen to the programs on the receivers. But it's not very, very far. So inshallah, we should try to make an effort to avail ourselves to go for the programs. And inshallah, next week, the monthly majlis will take place next week. It's Yomul Jumu'ah, Yomul Sabt, and Yomul Ahad. The monthly majlis will be taking place 1 week later. So inshallah, next weekend will be the monthly majlis. Humble request for all the brothers to participate. All the programs are written and they've been placed on the website. So any brothers want to see, they can go on the website. All the numbers, contact details, exactly where the programs are taking place, all have been mentioned there. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ana wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Hayyu ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, aslih lana sha'nana kullah wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfat 'ayn. فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.